Absolutely everyone needs food, so it stands to reason that everyone depends on farmers for their daily sustenance. Organic farming and sustainable agriculture techniques are the focus of a conference that begins today at the Chattanooga Convention Center. My guests are Letty Smith from the Circle S Farm and Alex McGregor from Walden Farm. Both farms are organic, and I had to ask, just what is sustainable farming?
If you ask 1,000 people for a definition, you get 1,000 different answers. And it ranges everywhere from conventional farmer, that would be chemical farming, all the way to organic. So it depends on where you are on the spectrum. It is, in general, an attempt to farm in a way that preserves or enhances the soil quality on the land where you're growing rather than destroying it. And it also sustains both the farmer and farm family and the community that that farm markets in.
Crop rotation was a big part of cultivation and civilization, the advancement of agriculture. So sustainable farming, does that depend a lot on crop rotation?
Yeah, it does. And building your soils with organic compost and just keeping all of the bacteria working.
All the bugs you see in the worms and the things in the soil are a vital part of keeping that soil alive and active for plants.
And that's just a minor part of it. Really, the microbiology of the soil, the micro critters in there, the bacteria and fungi and microscopic insects really make up the bulk of the soil life. In an acre of good topsoil, there's more individual creatures in that soil than there are on the entire face of the earth. And that includes insects, grass plants, everything. So it's a very complex system that we've ignored until recently.
The conference provides a lot of workshops, a lot of education. Both of you been attending the conference for any length of time?
This is my fifth year.
And I've attended off and on since, I guess, it was 93, 94.
What kind of tools has the conference provided you or have you taken back to your farms?
It's a wide range of knowledge, just a huge skill set that I've learned from the conference, from animal care to organic gardening to pest control, financial help with your business planning and everything.
And on top of it, they have farm tours and they'll be visiting, I believe, three different farms in this area. Is yours one of them?
Ours is one of them.
Farmers love that because you get to see, you know, if you're not a book person and you don't want to listen to somebody with a microphone talking to a big crowd, if you're a hands-on kind of learner, you get out there and you see what the other farmers are doing, how they're doing it, and they're available to explain and answer questions. And it's a great experience.
The principles of sustainable agriculture and good stewardship of the earth, which is a big part of this, putting back in the soil and making sure you're not depleting all the resources and then moving on to the next 20 acres. How long has that been a part of your divergent cultures at your farms?
We started out doing that when we bought our place. The farm that we lease that's next door has been an organic farm for generations, but our farm in particular has not. So we just started out trying to build our soils, and it hadn't been commercially farmed, so it wasn't in terrible shape, but we've just been trying to build our soils, and we have a wide range of animals to collect compost from and also our gardening.
And what about Walden Farm?
It's always been organic. I started organic gardening in the late 60s. With my father and grandmother, who I learned some basics from, and then started commercial farming in 91. From the outset, we used organic methods, and I was certified organic for a number of years, and then I dropped my certification when it became extremely expensive, and I was marketing locally and directly to consumers pretty much. So I felt I didn't need that certification and that it was important for resale, for wholesaling, but I still followed, I call it beyond organic. I do things that are not required, and I don't do things that you can get away with that are in the standards using certain materials and techniques.
Organic farming specifically is much more labor intensive than take the big spreader, spray all the big chemicals and walk away. Obviously, because it is more labor intensive, it's usually smaller farms, smaller fields, smaller yield, and therefore sometimes not as commercially viable. Both of you are running commercial farms. Has it been difficult?
Well, I think there's a big difference between the huge mega organic farms and what we're doing. There are available organically approved substances to spray with, and things that I like to stay away from unless I see that a bug's going to ruin a whole crop. Maybe I might spray something that's organically approved, but we don't do anything unless we notice a problem first. So it's a real hands-on, and we're small enough that we see all the plants every day and we know what's going on with them, and we really try not to spray anything. We use beneficial insects and things that the bigger companies might not be able to do because of the size of their operations, but ours is really hands-on.
There is some large-scale sustainable farming going on. There's a farmer with Extension in the Midwest. I saw a film on him, and he was doing strip cropping with a three-crop rotation where he would plant corn in a strip that was the width of his combine, and in the next one he would have a cover crop of something like a grass and vetch mix, and then in the next strip would be soybeans, and he would rotate that across hundreds of acres of fields so that every third year a different area got a different crop. And he said it was highly successful. He was doing a lot less spraying, a lot less of fertilizing because he was tilling in that cover crop. There are varying successes, and yes, like you said, the large organic farmers, a lot of them just changed what they put in their spray rig. It's still not as sustainable as the original organic intent.
According to McGregor, just about anyone can benefit from some of the workshops at the Southern Sustainable Agriculture Conference.
Some people have said this is just a conference for farmers and for sustainable farmers specifically, but really not. I think a lot of gardeners would benefit from this, because all you have to do is just in your brain say, well, I don't need something, piece of equipment that big. I can do it with my tiller, or I can do it with this, and I don't have to have a spray rig. I can use a little pump-up sprayer. And I even have a friend who found out about it, and she went years ago to the conference just as a consumer and an interested person. She said, I learned so much about sustainability in general, it changed my life. I've looked at all the areas of my life where I can be more sustainable in the way I buy and live.
The 20th Annual Practical Tools and Solutions for Sustaining Family Farms Conference will be in Chattanooga from January 19th through the 22nd. There are educational sessions planned, networking sessions, along with field trips to local farms. Learn more by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.